Kufnun Hay was the halacha of Ein Misrafin Me'Avik Echavim. The question of trusting trusting an Avik Echavim. Kufnun Vav is Ein Mistaprin Me'Avik Echavim. It's a dina of the Mishnah in Masechta Avodah Zarah that one may not take a haircut from a guy. This has nothing to do with the style of the haircut. It has to do with the fact that Goyim would not be trusted to take a blade to the head of a Jew, because the head is not so far from
he
the
might
neck.
Take off too much.
It might take off too much. And a guy was chashur on shvichas damim for on a Jew. Therefore, so nowadays is a shayach baruch Hashem. It appears not to be shayach such a thing, especially because if he kills the Jew, Jew will never come back to him for another haircut. And so we'll learn the simin. There are four or five heterim here, heterim which apply bisman hazeh, and which it's mutter. Now I have to tell you that it does say, both in Dakei Tshuva and the Kafachayim, they bring that al pi kabbalah, a person should not take a haircut through a guy, because the tselem demus of a yid shouldn't be affected by the tselem demus of a guy. Whatever exactly that means, I'm not sure, but that's what it says in what.
Why haircut?
A haircut gives the four gives the image of the Jew. So the Jew, the guy shouldn't give the that's the language it says in Kafachayim. In the Dakei Tshuva, it just says that the words al pi mekubalim emistaprim leivik echavim even bisman hazeh.
But Efrayid.
Efrayid is a yid. It also he also brings not just b'kitzer that in general you're supposed to give your business to Achenu B'nai Yisrael, and therefore he says imloy dezilo gabe, unless the guy is cheaper, he says that you're supposed to give business to a yid. It's interesting. It's a halacha that's a deraisa, and it's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. There's a tshuva sarama who confirms the fact that it's a mitzvah d'iraisa of echzakta by to give business to dafka to Achenu B'nai Yisrael, to another yid. The dina kedima apply, and for some reason it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. But there are a number of mitzvahs Lashon Hara is not brought in Shulchan Aruch. There are a handful of mitzvahs that the Magen Avraham brings at the end of Simen Kuf Nun Vav. There's a long Magen Avraham. He brings a long list of things that were left out of the Shulchan Aruch. Rashi can bring in a Chumash, yeah. Oh, no, it didn't originate. No, I just meant as far as Halacha, that it's always referred to as Tshuva Sarama. The Chavetz Chaim and Avos Chesed brings it, he brings it from the Tshuva Sarama. Why they said... Yeah, it's a Drabbanim, apparently, because they had problems with it. The Metzius was that it was a Sakana. Shem Shabbos has Kedima Tanon. You're in the state of Kedima, you deserve.
So some of your barbers should know how to give a haircut halacha, or you should know what you get halacha.
Okay, we'll get to the halachas. Why don't
we make the argument that it's a
So that's one of the issues brought here, is that he'll lose his reputation, that's going to be a shach beis. We'll see in a minute, okay? Let's see Shulchan Aruch. Let's try to count how many heterim we have. That's heter number one. If it's in a storefront, the place where anybody could walk in, and they're going to catch the fellow with the dead body, they'll ask questions. So that's heter number one. If it's a makim shemitzuyim b'nei adam, then there's no problem. Plus, imaisi ekechavim midama shaisi Yisrael hu adam chashiv. Or, if the guy feels, he thinks, he imagines that this Jew is a person of stature, and therefore the government's going to investigate his death. So if he's an Adam Chashuv, or even if he's not really an Adam Chashuv, just this guy thinks he's an Adam Chashuv, that's also a heter. Now today, where the government investigates everybody's death, So that would also be a heter. V'yeish machmirin, says the Ramah. Ramah says there are those who are machmir, rabbin, not to take a haircut in a play, even in a place where there are many people around. Bitar, if he's doing it with a blade. Imlai sheyira b'mirah, unless you look at the mirror. Now, what does that mean, unless you look in a mirror? Why does it help to look in a mirror if someone's going to kill him? So I think the Hamayinam assumes that if you look in the mirror, you'll catch him when he's ready to strike. So that's not what it says. What it says is that in time of Chazal, only an Adam Chashuv used the mirror. Ordinary people sat down for a haircut, and whatever he did, he did, and you went home. If it was an Adam Chashuv, so then he used the mirror. So it says that in the Gemara that if you look in a mirror, so then you're an Adam Chashuv, and therefore you're permitted to...
Come in, you say, I want to see it with the mirror.
To do it. Oh, you bring your own mirror, I don't know. So therefore, you have a heter. So we have how many heter? Mitzuyim b'nei Adam, the Mechaber. Nidma loishu Adam Chashuv. Or, if you're looking in a mirror, Taz Aleph brings a fourth heter. Good. That's Taz Aleph. You can't kill people with an electric clipper. Tazal says, "Abu Misfarayim l'shichi bu'azek avishari." Hard to kill somebody with scissors, depending on the thickness of his neck, and therefore, if he's using a scissor, that's a heter. I think the Shach brings it as well. Shach Aleph, shichi azek of misfarayim v'lo shichi azek avishari im yesh imay acher tais hasham. Now here, a very interesting Shach. Look what the Shach says. It was saying that with scissors it's mutter if someone's with him. Pirshavach dem eini mayacher belavachi aser lesiached in my vikachavim. Not supposed to be alone. Yichud with a guy. Not talking about female, a male and a male. Not supposed to be alone with a guy. Bechemo first betaisis di barakai dem zal shayne bein elu beinai aser lestaper b'makom sheim regilu bnei adam kolkach. Avol biyichud pirish makom sheim regilu kolkach. Avol biyichud mamish. There was an issue even to be miyachin with a guy because of shvichas damim. So now the kasha is, there's an issue yichud. So what does the mechaber mean? If it's mitzuyim b'nei adam, it's mutter. You need mitzuyim b'nei adam anyway. If you need mitzuyim b'nei adam, so Tosis is saying that there are two types. There's yichud mamish. And there's a yichud v'makom she'im regilu b'nei adam kolkach. Yichud is mutter, even if it's not rogel kolkach, but if somebody could walk in, there's no issa yichud. As far as a haircut is concerned, though, you need mitzuyim b'nei adam. You need that shchiach people. What? Like yetziv v'nechnas, right. So, yeah. It doesn't say any, it says ayver avay d'zara, which... So these are all part of the chashudim. One more shach beis nagul lahakel zel shen adrisha kasser meish machmira nagul lahakel adkan nira ha de nagul lahakel hayru mishum daru noisin lem schar. See, we have what's really a fifth heter. We had heter mitzuyim b'nei adam. We had a heter of medamel ishu adam chashuv. We had a heter of a mirror, which is really the same as adam chashuv. We had a heter misparayim. And now we have a heter, if you give him money, you pay him for it. Because of a gas ashri, the beschar mutter, kasha, and keimainu, v'nagu lahakul k'svar rishayna. Al ratzolai, v'de svar rishayna, matib, matib, v'mokum shem, v'de yodam mitzuyin, afilu b'loy mirah. Afilu without a mirror. Al zeh samchul lahakul. Chenu as kamas apayis, kibis b'es yaisim. Ayis mirah shem, samar rikachavim. Beinan lo bein atzman, lav shapir avdi, the balav hachi as los yachin imoem, kosh gang bin mistapir. So, why was this kasha? His kasha was, that heter is out. The Trisha says, "Nagul lahakel haynu mishum d'schar." That was the lashon of the Trisha. So he's saying that that's not what it says in the Ramah. The Ramah is saying "Nagul lahakel" because of looking in a mirror. But it doesn't seem to argue with that. Some din that if it's done b'schar, it's mutter. So we have five heterim. Just about all of them apply. Mitzuyim b'nei adam apply. Adam Chashuv applies because Adam Chashuv just means that the government would investigate. Mirrors, we use mirrors. We use misparayim, we don't use blades. And then we pay money for the haircut.
What's
so
haircut?
All five heterim apply to us.
With money? I mean,
That Lemarim Nasei doesn't want to ruin his business. He's just stuck. People are going to get killed, and they're not going to come, and nobody's going to come to him.
No,
so, repeat customers certainly won't get. It's a little different by refuah. By refuah, the schar Lemarim Nasei was clearer, because by refuah, a doctor's paid to heal. So if the patient dies, he's not a good doctor. A barber, a person doesn't go to a barber and think, maybe I'll die. If somebody dies in the barbershop, it's not attributed to the haircut, it's attributed to a murder in the barbershop. So it's not as maru umnasai as a raife. A raife, it's maru umnasai. He's not a good doctor. He did a surgery and the patient died. A shankane, a barber, which is not really exactly the same. So, what? It's going to hurt if someone dies.
If someone dies in someone else's barbershop and there's no witness, most people probably think it's the barber.
Especially in court. Maybe just four end. Because you could take it at 4 end.
You must have played
okay.
Clue.
Okay, fifth base.
With the barber, with the razor.
That's what they say, the red and white things they used to do at first of Saddam. So I don't know. I wonder if it was that way in time of the Gemara, because then it should say it here. Sif Beis. Yeah.
One person, even two people there.
Two people is enough. Why? No, but that's what I meant. Yeah, yichud, it's enough. Bimakim sheh regilim b'day adam. It doesn't even say b'day adam. You know, people just like yichud. The doors open to the street. People can come. Here, nima tzimim. Sif Beis. Osir leish listakel b'mare mishum layil bashgever. The Mechaber says that it's osir for a man to look into a mirror because of an iser of layil bash. Elam k mishum refuah, unless he's doing so for medicinal purposes. Kegan chayshish be'enav, like his eyes hurt him. He looks in the mirror to see what's wrong with his eyes. He's giving himself a haircut. He needs a mirror to be able to see what he's doing. He's taking a haircut by a guy, and he's looking in the mirror, so he should look like an Adam Chashuv. So then it's mutter. But otherwise, the Mechaber holds that it's usur to look in a mirror because of Layil Bash Geves and Lasisha. The Yeshayimim says the Haggah, that's in a place where it's a derech for only women to look in a mirror. This bay mishum la yulbash gever. Avo b'makim shederech ha'anoshim li rois gam kein b'mire mutter. But in communities where the derech is for men to look in mirrors as well, it's mutter. V'afil b'makim shedogu l'hachmir. Y'maisil l'refua shemeir einav. Even in a place where the meaning is to be machmir, if you're looking in the mirror for purposes, practical things, to put eye drops in your eyes, or to take off a stain, dirt from your face, or feathers from your hair, it's mutter v'cheinagu. So let's try to sum up. We have here a chiddush that there are rishonim that hold you're not to look into a mirror because of la yilbash. And the iser of la yilbash becomes mutter if it's done for refuah. So these are two very big chidushim, even for us, that we look in the mirror. Because one chidush is that it appears the iser la yilbash gever does not apply when it's done la refuah. That's what it seems. It seems that if it's done for refuah purposes, there's no iser la yilbash gever to shave off the hair of the underarms. Is also lo yilbash gever simlasisha. It's also to shave the underarm hairs. From here, it seems, if someone's doing it for refuah purposes, and I'm not talking about sakana, everything's mutter for sakana, but he's got a rash, he has an itch, and he has to remove it in order to help it heal. So it seems from here that that's mutter, because it's saying lo yilbash is mutter in a case where it's done for refuah. That's not called lo yilbash. That's what it appears from here. Yes. Chabe said Lustakel. I'm not sure. Lustakel does mean more of looking, But it can't be that Mechaber holds Yiriz Mutter, because then the Ramah doesn't have to say Dafka B'makim. So, I'm not sure. People use mirrors as a tefillin. There's a tshuva in Divrei Chaim, the Shrei's Gevalt, that people shouldn't use mirrors for their tefillin. He says they should not, because looking in a mirror, he says, not so pashut, it's mutter in the first place. And tefillin, there's plenty of room on the head. It doesn't have to be exactly in the middle.
Yeah.
That's what he says. What? The shnei tefillin.
Yeah.
Well, I think everybody has.
No.
Well, okay, that difference is a difference of an inch, of a half an inch. You know, it's a slight difference. But it's certainly mutter as long as part of it is over the middle.
You
can't have two. Okay, but besides that, Gemara says Makayesh Baruch on the Afshei Tefillin.
No, we hold one on top of the other.
Okay, but the point though is that we all agree it doesn't have to be exactly center; it just has to be over the center.
But you're also looking to see that it's not too low.
But in the Chassidim, it must be a Kabbalistic thing about not looking in the mirror. Why the Divrei Chaim was so sharp about it? We never heard. It's known as Divrei Chaim, but it's not what?
It's mutter. The
Rama says it's mutter. He says for practical purpose. I mean, you should give an example. All right. Well, we know all about mitzvah boy tefillin come with little mirrors. Yes. It's a good question. Rabbi Kiva Eger, later in Kuf Pei Beis, where it talks about Lo Yilbash, he, if I recall correctly, the Rebbe Kivager Kufpei Bey says Chayin Also Lishastakel B'Mare Gam Zer Rak Hecha De'im Mistaklem Rak Anoshim Avol B'Mokim De'gam Anoshim Mistaklem Leke Iser Rak HaChaverim Ninoim Mizeh Shubas Ginis V'Radim. The Rebbe Kivager there in Kuf Pei Bey says Rak Chaverim Ninoim Mizeh. Seems to be only a hinder that some people are. What? Certain yeshivas. I'm not catching, I'm sorry. They don't put mirrors in the bathroom. Some yeshivas do have mirrors. But yeshivas have mirrors. Could be they have enough money for the mirrors. I don't know. But.
The
I don't turn that. You never had mirrors in the bathroom.
Donate is why. It's not a big seller. Donate. Okay. Mirror in the bathroom. Donate.
But there's a very big chiddush here, because stop for a minute. What are we talking about? Lo yilbash gever sim lasisha means a man's not allowed to wear the clothing of a woman. Why does he have to look in the mirror? It's a double pella. Why does he have to look in the mirror? What? It's an hug of Anisha. No, so an hug of Anisha is also Lo Yilbash Gever Sim Lasisha.
Yeah,
and it's a chiddush.
Like killing, what's the name, Yael, when she killed someone, she didn't kill
Klay Zion.
With a sword, or
with
she killed
Zion. Klay Zion at least are something that a person handles in his hand or he carries in his hand.
Sometimes they're decorative too. Part of your malbush.
Part of your malbush. Ramesha has a tshuva regarding Klay Zion. Really, the tshuva started. We're going to learn LaYilbash. We'll get to Kuf Pei Beis. The tshuva started as a discussion as to the gedarim of LaYilbash. It says that a person is not allowed to dye his hair because of LaYilbash. It's derech of women to dye their hairs dark to look young, and therefore it's considered something as asa for a man. Now, whether today it's a woman's thing or not is debated, but that's what it says in halacha. So Rav Moshe Bik wrote a letter to Rav Moshe Shaila. He said that there's a pill. I don't know if this pill actually exists or was only a fantasy for a while. But the Shaila was, there's a pill a person takes and it makes his hair stay black. It doesn't turn gray. You never heard of it? Okay. So the question is, if there would be such a medicine that you could swallow, whether there would be an isser or not. That's how the discussion. Discussion is the maisa asur or is the result asur? That's the discussion. Is it a maisa of La Yilbash? What? So that's the thing. The maisa is not asur. You're allowed to take pills. Is this a maisa or is this the result? You're walking around with dyed hair. That's what he asked. apparently a person was already had gray hair and now it was going to turn black. So Ramesha has two or three tshuvas back and forth on the Shaila. Ramesha establishes a rule, and with that he deals with the Bach. Ramesha establishes that there are two gedarim of loyilbash. One is literally clothing, wearing clothing that are problematic, and that he says is an iser in all cases. There aren't exceptions for that. I'll tell you exceptions in a minute. He says there's something else, which is carrying things. It talks about carrying. They used to have certain fans that women fan themselves. Today we have umbrellas, ladies' umbrellas these are things that are carried. Clay Zion also, he talks about guns. There are guns that are worn and there are guns that are carried.
Yeah.
So Ramesha writes in his tshuva that there are two gedarim. There's a Bach. The Bach says that if you're wearing it not for the look, but for practical reasons, the Bach holds that there's no issa layilbash. Layilbash is when you're wearing it for the look, lizdamais. To look feminine. It doesn't mean a guy with a beard is going to put on a dress. He's not going to look like a lady. But it means that it's a certain look, a feminine look. So the Bach holds, it's mutter. According to the Bach, if you're going out in the rain, you can put on a lady's raincoat, or a lady can put on a man's raincoat. Or if it's cold, a man can put his jacket over his wife's shoulders. There'd be no issa, according to the Bach. However, the Paiskim dismiss the Bach. In general, the Paiskim do not agree with the Bach. The Chochmas Adam deals with the Bach's Rayas, and he makes the following Hachroah, which Ramesha agrees with. He says, those things which are Levisha Mamish, Lo Yilbash, just what the Torah asserted. But the Torah asserted, it doesn't matter why. If you're wearing it, L'sdamish, L'oy L'sdamish, it's also no matter what. And therefore, they hold that you're not allowed to put a man's not put his jacket over his wife's shoulders because it's cold outside. Or a woman's not allowed to wear a man's raincoat because it's raining. He says there are other things which are not literally lo yilbash, which are similar in their reasoning to lo yilbash. And therefore, Chazal saw that it fits into the yisr, not because it's literally the mice of lo yilbash, but it's similar. He says about a mirror, the way Ramesh explains it, is that looking at a mirror is not something that women do necessarily for practical people, but part of being vain about the way one looks is to make sure to take a look in the mirror. It's like a certain type of people always looking in the mirror for the way they look. It's a hanhaga. So he says that's a woman's hanhaga. Those things are aser because they're doima to lo yilbash, or an umbrella, or a cane, or a fan. You're not wearing them, but since people were concerned with the look when they carried a fan or a cane, so therefore, for its reasoning, it's connected. Those things which are secondary, which are connected for their reason, if you're doing it for a different reason, it's mutter. If you're looking in the mirror because you have a stain and you want to take it off, it's mutter. Because those things that are secondary, they're only also because their reason is similar, those type of things are mutter if you're doing it for a different reason. I guess it has to be a normal reason, but it's mutter. So therefore, Ramesha says you're allowed to take a woman's umbrella unless you're doing it for the look. It would be aser. But if you're doing it because it's raining, it's the only umbrella you have, so you'd be allowed, because that's not lo yilbash literally. It's only daima de lo yilbash, and therefore he says
looking
it's
mutter. How? Because the Machaber is saying you shouldn't go back because you're doing it just.
Yeah, but the Ramah is still a problem. Seems that there's an issa liris b'mara according to the Ramah. You know what I mean? From his lashon, it does sound.
To brush your hair in the mirror.
Why does chayla help? No, so according to Ramesha, the heta of chayla is not on levisha mamish. It's only on the secondary things, the primary things, they're also anyway. Chasmadim is machmir.
Right,
Bach is meikel. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't pass like the Bach. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Purim brings the Bach. He says it's aser. He says because the Bach holds that beged echod is mutter. It's not lizdamis. And Mishnah Berurah brings it by Hilchos Purim. He says, not kedai to be over even with Simchas Purim. He says, afilu beged echad, because he says, the like habach, or, but he's referring to the bach. Yeah, the bach is das yachid, I think. But the Chacham Sadmi is saying that's it?
No, he said the
Chacham Sadmi
and the bach.
Yeah, all right. All right, we'll get to Kuf Pei Beis. I'm pretty sure that we'll see that. Maybe Shachem Taz will see if they bring
it. If
you're
looking in the mirror to brush your hair.
If you're looking in the mirror, Lahasa Notes is Masari.
Why am I doing it? I'm doing it because for the vanity. So I'm doing it exactly why I'm doing it.
All right, if you're doing it for vanity, then it's.
No, I'm saying what?
Why do you brush your hair?
What about your tie?
No,
you're
trying to
shoot.
It's in the first Yeredeya and in the second, I think. It starts off one tshuva to Rabik and then a letter from Rabik back, and you're like, it goes back and forth. So I think it's in the first year of that.
Can you look for it? If you fix your time,
is a man allowed to use a red umbrella or a
umbrella? He's allowed to do it unless it's lizdamis. That's what he's saying. He's saying that something you carry is not worn, but to put on a lady's raincoat is also. People sometimes ask me about a robe, about a woman putting on a man's robe. I don't know, is a robe, man and woman, is it really? I don't know. It's just bigger and smaller. Well, men are bigger and women.
A woman's robe is
a woman's robe, yeah, a pink robe is noticeable, but a man's.
Yeah,
even
a raincoat.
The chassidim are makbid to button right over left. Because they hold chesed over gvura, so they button right over left. In the yeshiva world, they hold it's better to button. Left over right, because Api Halacha, women button in the yeshiva world, we just buy what's available, but the rejection of that shita is because it's better to wear it the other way. Many a time women, girls ask me about buying men's shirts, which apparently are good for blouses, and men's shirts are cheaper than blouses. Blouses are much more expensive because anything that they sell to women, they charge more for. Because the women don't always look at the price. You know, they tend to buy it. If I see this shirt, it's not going to be too colorful, though. So people are always asking the shayla about sweaters. I always tell them, if you wear it and someone looks at it, does it look like a woman's sweater? Then it's usher. If it doesn't look like a woman's sweater, just because they put it on sale for women, doesn't make it a woman's sweater.
The whole story with the jacket is stupid. Why does it need to have to change the buttons? The whole jacket is
undershirt. Yeah, it's true. We don't change the buttons. We just buy what's available. But you're right. You don't have to change it. But if you have it the other way, and if it's known that left over right, right over left is a woman's style, I guess it would be a problem. Yeah, there's a question about pants or anything like pants. Forgetting for a minute about the inyanim of tznius, the inyanim of lo yilbash gever. What? Skirts over pants. A skirt over pants. So that if it's necessarily man's pants, then it's a problem. If it's sold to be for men and women. There's a tshuva in the Michas Yitzchak about women going skiing with pants and a skirt over the pants, also lo yilbash. So he writes, lo yilbash, lo silbash, lo siglash. Skiing in Hebrew is apparently a lashon of gimel amichin, lo silbash, lo siglash. But anyway, if it's to be also, it has to be a man's pants. If someone looks, he says it's a man's pants. If it's the unisex clothing that they have today, you know, it has no color and no shape. I mean, it has no distinctive color and no distinctive shape. Then hanachinami. And what they make, the dress pants, they make for women different than men. They shape them the way women's bodies are shaped, not the way men's bodies are shaped. But the jogging pants, I would think, is not.
They sell special leggings for women. Not men don't wear.
They're different men and women. Okay.
Wearing a woman's raincoat in the rain, why isn't that, if you wear it for protection, why should that
be? So that, like the Bach is mutter, but Ramesha says that it's not Levisha Mamish, there's no heter of Shalilas Damais. The heter that the Bach brings a raya, there's a heter Shalilas Damais, I don't remember the raya. Ramesha says that raya is from a case where it wasn't worn, where it was carried, from some to a Klei Zion. But something that's not worn, that's only awesome because it's similar. If it's not similar, then it's not awesome. If it's worn, it's the primary yisur. There's no heter leilas damis. You can be lamed tzchus. Some people do it off the bach, but the psak halacha seems to be
a woman putting the jacket over her shoulders. She's not wearing it.
I think it's called wearing it. You like on Shabbos that way.
And when do you turn it inside out? I mean, especially
you turn it inside out. Question: if you turn it inside out, whether a woman wants to put it in a man's skull, she'll put it up. So she'll put it on inside out, so that's not the way men wear it. Maybe.
What about?
That's a problem. A woman to wear something that's recognizable as a man's clothing is problematic.
Something like a cap.
Like a baseball cap.
Yeah.
Women wear caps.
Right.
So it's not distinctively man's or woman's.
Right.
It's.
To
carry it in his hands, yes. To wear it was a problem. Yeah, to wear it is a problem. You want to take it in from the car and you throw it over your shoulder. It would seem to be a problem, according to you. Except like the bath.
What about the Scottish kilts?
Scottish kilts? If you have the courage to wear it, it's okay.
Mark, don't bike with it in this weather. Mark, don't wear it when you're biking in this weather.
You have to shake your
okay, yes. Your shaving is also... Well, that says in Shulchan Aruch. See, it says about... Kufpei Beis, like I said, I hope we'll still get to it. Kufpei Beis, it says that it's Osir Hamavir Seyar Beis HaShechi Beis HaErva Thulbim Sparayim Kein Tar. It says that removing here is osur because of layilbash. To remove body here is in a place that remove body here is in places where only women remove it is problematic. Now the Chafetz Chaim says that removing facial hairs is also an issur of lo yilbash. Shaving is also an issur of lo yilbash. Now women don't shave in the way that men shave because they don't have the facial hairs, but if women do have occasionally facial hairs that grow, they remove it. And therefore, the Chafetz Chaim says that somebody who shaves should leave sideburns or a mustache so that it's not removing all the facial hairs in the style of a woman. Now, this is the issue. The Tzemach Tzedek, the Lubavitch Tzemach Tzedek, was fiercely against shaving. Lubavitch, they don't even trim their beards. He was against, he has a tshuva about this, that it should be also, shaving should be also out to Yilbash aside from the other Isurim. Now women don't shave, so it's not the act of shaving, but it's causing a person to have no facial hairs. That's something which is problematic. Again, it may be different today. Today, it's not a woman's thing. Men also, these things change based on the style. Today, in America, most men shave, and therefore, it's likely that there's no that the issur is not.
That
does not apply. It changes based on the style. Yeah. Okay. So that was Sif Beis. What? The Gedolei Eretz Yisrael Asa Shaving. The Gedolei Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. I have a relative who says that his father was in Eretz Yisrael in the early 50s. And he asked the Chazei Nish, what should do about shaving? You know, his parents are Makbid, he should shave. There weren't so many Americans in Eretz Yisrael then. And the Chazei Nish told him that you're from New York, and Ramesh is in New York, and he's Mahatir, and you can be Samach HaRamesh. So they all write very shtakal l'shenis b'shem the Chazei Nish. He said, now it could be it was a Mishalom Bayis issue, it could be they were going to pull him back from Eretz Yisrael. You know, I don't know what the circumstances were. But he says the Chazei Nish told him that you could lie on Ramesh.
Yeah. Maybe despite the
As the disciple said. Rosh Hashanah prospect him here. Okay.
Okay.
Of Giluach. Yeah, that is who is this Giluach. All right. The last sif in Kuf Nun Vav.
Look at the old pictures of Dalton Mirror.
They were all. Yeah, they didn't use machines though. I remember my Zayda of Hashalom. My Zayda used powder. My grandfather passed away. It was, I think, before my seventh birthday. So I have memories. One of my memories is the smell of the powder he used to put on his face. And once he put powder on his face and he was distracted for a while, he burnt the top layer of skin off his face. You know, it was Siv Gimel. When did shavers begin? When did shavers start? The shaving machines. When did they start? I wonder my grandfather. I wonder why he didn't use it. Okay, Sif Gimel. Yisrael ha-mesaper esavi kechavim. If a Jew is giving a haircut to a non-Jew. So what's the shaila of a Jew giving a haircut to a non-Jew? The shaila is, the Gemara mentions in numerous places, the goyim, as part of their avodah zarah, used to leave blurious. What are blurious? According to Rashi, blurious are ponytails.
Right.
Goyim used to leave ponytails as an expression of avodah zarah. So Yisrael, I'm a separate kechavim. You're a Jewish barber. A guy walks in for a haircut. He's got a ponytail. He's not going to let you touch his ponytail. So kivan shegiya samach lebluyasa gimel etzbois makol ruach shemit yaday. You're not allowed to give him a haircut and leave a ponytail. That's a ma'aseh avodah zarah. So listen to this haircut. Gimel etzbois around the ponytail in every direction. You don't cut. Shemit yaday. You pull back your hand. B'cheda karcha shaisen kaidne avde kechavim Yisrael asislam kaidne kechavim who shave the hair totally. It's also avodah zarah, you're not allowed to do it for them. So I don't know exactly how much of a haircut you're giving this fellow. He's got a ponytail and three etzbois around, you're not touching. So I guess you're just cutting off his chup. So that's that. It's a maisa, even though you're not mechavin, but it's a maisa avodah zarah. Maisa avodah zarah.
I ask him to shave him, is no problem. But because he's a goy, I'm not allowed to shave him?
You're not allowed to cut till the blurious and leave the blurious. No, you're not allowed to do it in the way that's an expression of avodah zarah. To shave it and leave over that blurious area, that's problematic.
You cut off
the blurious stuff. You cut off the blurious, it's fine. Alright, so that's Kuftun Vav. Excuse me? So it's nice, hey, can give a guy a haircut, there's no blurious today. What? Yeah. Today, even with a ponytail, you can leave it over because it's not another one of my desires. Stam and mishagas that they have. So
the second part that they say that's the monks. Like
the monks that go with the head shaved as an expression of my desire. Os Yisrael as Islam. No, I'll do it to them. But the second answer, kind of karcha shayis. Yeah.
The Gran, it's yud, the same hakarcha. This is divrei hamakaber.
That means there's no earlier source for it. The Gra always tells you where the earlier source is. He says that the Mechaber was Mechadish on his own. So, alright, so we have a bit of a respite from heavy halachis. We're all talking about all the dinim of Sakonis Nefashis. So, Baruch Hashem, this man has said we don't have Sakonis Nefashis with our haircuts. Alright, Kufnun Zayin. Kufnun Zayin, we go from the cold shower into the hot bath. Kufnun Zayin is a very heavy simon. Aleza aveiros yihareg val yavar. Now, every firm Jew knows that there are three aveiros, kili arayish, vichestamim, and avodah zarah, that are yihareg val yavar, that a person has to give his life rather than to be ivor. Tosfos sheet is, there's a fourth. Which one's that? Bab Nechaver Barabim. Tosfos Shita is, there's a fourth, there's a Bab Nechaver Barabim. And there's a Rashi Shita. Rashi holds a fourth. Rashi Shita is that Geneva is Yehar Gayavar. Rashi, above a comment of Samach, the Gemara there brings a Maisa that David HaMelech was going to battle. and the enemy, whichever nation it was, I don't recall, they were hiding in silos, and they were in Eretz Yisrael, and David was running with the Plishtim there, and the Plishtim were hiding in silos. So to go with soldiers and get them out is a sakana. So David had this plan to burn down the entire silo with them inside, and that way it'll save sakana. So he said to go to the Sanhedrin and ask a shaila if it's mutter to burn down the silo in order to protect the lives of the yidden. And the answer came back that it's aser. You're a king. A king has certain rights. But the Gemara says it's aser, and Rashi says it's aser because Geneva is aser. Now, Tosis argues. Tosis says, Geneva is Yehar Yavra, no such thing. David was not asking if it's mutter. Certainly it was mutter. David was asking whether it's necessary to make restitution to the owners of the Hamatzel Nashai B'mom Echaveroi, whether he has to pay back the person. Let's say somebody's in Sakana, a guy's running after him, and he defends himself by breaking someone else's things. Hamatzel Nashai B'mom Echaveroi. So David was asking whether you have to pay back, or you don't have to pay back. So he told him you have to pay back. Avalato, Melech Ato, Melech Peretz Geder, Melech can do it. So that's Taisa Sheet. There's a tshuva in the Binyan Tzion's tshuva sefer in a mental block. Mental block. That's what it is. What?
No,
the Aruch Haner is tshuva sefer. I'm sorry. Binyan Tzion. So I say Kofayin. Oh, Simon Kofayin. Okay. Binyan Tzion. I have a mental block against the name Binyan Tzion. I know it's Beis because Yeshiva, I go over to get it from the Tshuva Svarim. I always go to the Beis box. It's alphabetical. But anyway, he has a Tshuva Kofayin. He says, Geneva is Yarg Valyavar, according to Rashi. That's what he says. And he entertains the possibility to Paschal that way too. But, okay. What? That's what Rashi seems to say. What's with all the Gemaras that say, what's with Shulchan Aruch? Not like Rashi. What? Tosis is good. It's a problem with Tosis. Alright. Tosis says that according to Tosis, they told him, Atom Melech, Atom, the Melech doesn't have to pay back. I think the problem is that the Rambam says that when a Melech, his pirates get there, that he pays back from the Momen HaKahal. I think it's a Rambam. It's certainly a Rishayim was saying. So that's a problem with Taisa Shita, which is not like Rashi.
But according to Taisa,
you can
steal that. Doesn't he have to pay that? According to Rashi,
according to Rashi, you're not allowed to steal. It's not part of Shulchan Aruch. Kol HaBeir Shabbatayra Chudav Yitzchom Gilo Shchis Adamim. Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring Rashi Shita. I'm just mentioning Rashi Shita as certainly a Musar in Zahirus and Geneva. Binyan Tzion is matzdik that was Rashi's kavana. To try to understand what's Rashi's kavana.
How can we explain that?
Hashava
what does that do?
A shava? What is my shava?
No, returning something that you stole.
Right.
Returning something
that
you stole, does it undo the
Geneva
totally?
Talava nita. It makes that the punishment is not. There's no punishment. Talava nita klase. The Aveir is an Aveir. It's still nitshuva for the Aveir. There's Yesaitis Dikashail and Dine Pekuch Nefashis. It's a little confusing. What is sort of the default setting in the Torah? The Torah is Pshat, I would think everything's Yahar Valyavar. God said don't do it. And the Torah is Mechadish, V'chai Bohem, that Yah Mitzvah is V'chai Bohem, so therefore Mitzvahs are Yahar Valyavar, right? Except for three. Or no, Pshat is the default setting would be no. You have to get killed for the mitzvah satira. Mutush yishmer Shabbos achas, so you should keep other Shabbos. Yichal Shabbos achas, so you should keep others. There are three mitzvahs where the Torah is mechadish b'chol nafshecha. I feel like those nafshecha. There's such a clair as to what, which is the chiddush. The chiddush is v'chai b'hem, or the chiddush is the other way.
So.
What?
According to the second way, why does it need to say
v'chai b'hem? Okay, why do you need v'chai b'hem? Maybe to make it a chiyuv. You might think it's a
shiur.
So they bring the shaila by Ben Noach. The Gemara is in Ibayim, above Mitzvah, in Sanhedrin, If Ben Noyach is Yehar Valyavar, so they say Nafkamina Lagoy. What's it totally in? It's totally in the lomdis of an oinus. If someone is ma'anis somebody, he points a gun at him, and he says, eat treifus. So the person supposed to eat treifus. So what is the pshat? Is the pshat that you could learn that oinus, he did it, but he had a good excuse for doing it. He did the itakadina aveira, but he had an excuse for doing it. Or Yushami has a lashon unsa kamanda lo yavid, that if someone does something but oinus, he didn't do it. He didn't do it. Someone else did it with his body. Someone else. Maybe hutra d'chuyu b'tali. Well, certainly it's hutra. The second side of it's hutra d'chuyu could still be a klar. But there's such an expression of unsa kamanda lo yavid that if somebody does something by this, it's as if he never did it before, and you don't have to do tshuva on it. You probably don't have to do tshuva on either side, but lemaisa, it's not an aveira at all. So there's a taisvis in Bava Basra Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara there says if someone has a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin, he has to be mishachar him. Why? Because l'sayu bara l'shavis yitzar. That's what it says. He can't marry a shifcha because he's a chatzi ben chayrin. He can't marry a Yisraelis, he's a chatzi eved. So he can't marry anybody. So l'sayu bara l'shavis yitzara, so you're obligated to free him. The taisvis says, why doesn't he bring puru ravu? Puru ravu is a mitzvah d'oraisa. You should bring them into their eyes. Where are you bringing a pasuk from Kehelas? Kehelas, right? My sober Rosh Hashanah. Where is it? What? Yeshayo. I apologize. So the pasuk Yeshayo. Why are you bringing a pasuk Yeshayo? You should bring the mitzvah their eyes to Puru Ravu. So Taisus answers that in Puru Ravu he's an einus. What does it mean he's an einus? It sounds like Taisus holds that he's bechal not in the gedra achiyav. It's not pshat that if you learn pshat in oinus is that you're doing an aveira, but you have a good excuse. So what's a teretz? The Gemara should say, puravu. Sounds from Tosis that Tosis holds that an oinus is command alay ovid. It's like, a woman's not b'chayim in puravu. Someone who's a chati achayim in shilchayim, he's an oinus, he's not b'chayim. So it's a good question. What's pshat al cheshul of the beis of baratzen? It's a good question, but does the tshuva, he says. Okay. So that would seem to be consistent with the Shita. They bring a raya, Rashi holds differently. There's a Rashi in Psachim, in the Sugya of Mesiris Nefesh, and the Chafei probably. Rashi there says, Bezal Lashon, Torah docha mechibas nafshi shel Yisrael. So the Torah allows a person to be over and not be killed, mechibas nafshi shel Yisrael, because of the avas hanefesh, the Torah is an ava for Yid. It sounds like from Rashi that it's an avera. Mechibas nafshi shel Yisrael, so the Torah allowed a person. So they bring, Rishmur Ruzovsky has a very nice tikkul Torah in Sanhedrin, I guess, on this shayla, and he makes a machlokes Rashi and Taisis based on this Taisis, this Rashi. If oinus is command alayavin, or if oinus is just a good excuse, a good way out. So that's a clear in the reasons for Yehar Valyavar. Okay, let's see. I think you only have in your copies the very first two lines of Kufnun Zayin. So let's learn the two lines you have, and we'll have to get David Shur in. You have the whole Kufnun Zayin? Oh, so we can stay here for a few hours.
If somebody's honest to you, that's putting his will on you.
That's his question.
The other is,
yeah, if somebody is. Yeah, I'm talking when someone forces the case of this.
There's another thing of Kiddush Hashem, if it's Barav Mar Hashem.
So we're going to get to that. But first, yeah. Kol Haveri Shabbatayra Chusme Havetz Chav Gilearais Shechas Damim Im Oimrim Lai La Adam. If you tell a person, so before we get to Yehareg Val Yavar, let's talk about Yavar V'lo Yehareg. The halacha is that if a person is told that something is a sakana for him, so he's not allowed to fast on Yom Kippur if the doctor said it's a sakana. That's what it says here. there's a tshuva the Michas Yitzchak. There was a man who had a heart condition, and the doctor told him not to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. If you go to shul, let somebody else blow. And he ignored the doctor's advice, and he was the tekeya on Rosh Hashanah. Apparently, he survived it, but he did shalai kedin. So the Michas Yitzchak has they came to Dayan Weiss and they asked him, "It's a mitzvah bo baverin. Maybe they have to blow again. And if they have to blow again, should they make a bracha? Is it a safik or is it a vadai? That's a mitzvah bo baverin." So he, this is brought in the Chelek Dal of Michas. He brings Tshuvas Maria Asad and Maram Shik, who have identical tshuva. About a man who the doctor told him that eating matzah umarar is a sakana for him. And he was going to eat the matzah umarar anyway. So they both write that if he insists on eating it, he shouldn't make a bracha. It's a bracha levatalah. And the other people that are at the seder shouldn't answer amen to the bracha because it's a bracha levatalah. You don't answer amen to a bracha levatalah. So he brings this as a raya that it's a, they use the lashon mitzvah baba avera. And they say that he says that you're not yaitzah with it. Yeah. Says Mischai Harizeb Mischai Benafsha. I think the Rambam says it. If you have a v'lo yaharing, you mean?
Yeah.
So it's aser. Yeah. Okay. Nachinami. What you're saying, the Rambam is in Shach Aleph on the next page. I don't want to trouble you to turn pages, but Habach Pasaka Rambam, the Chol Mishadina Lavar Val Yehareg, Venerag Veloyavar Harizem Eschai Benafshay. See, once he's dead, it's too late. Yeah, I understand. Chedasa B'Siyaisim, Chedasa Rambam. The Rosh argues, what? It's a machlekes to Rosh and the Rambam. The Rosh holds that it's a reshus. In a case of Kiddush Hashem, the Rosh holds it's a reshus. That's clear. The Rosh says for Kiddush Hashem you're allowed to do it, and it's mutter, and the Rambam holds it's asur. The question is whether the Rosh held that way by other mitzvahs, by other situations. Well, it's not. A doctor said it's akana. That's not Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is someone says I'll kill you if you don't do it. That's a question of Kiddush Hashem. But this is not a case of Kiddush Hashem.
Well, I gave the so, example last week, I think, of the rub that fasted for 6 years against the advice of his doctor. It sounded like he did right.
I don't know if he did. He did Limut Tzchus, I mentioned Shubas Avni Nezer. The Avni Nezer is Malam Tzchus based on this rush. Okay, all right. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which is a little confusing. The Gemara is on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, I think Reb Nachman was fasting Yom Kippur, and Ba Echad Mimarava. So Yom Kippur is already in the afternoon. They're fasting a whole day. Someone came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he said, "Tomorrow is Yom Kippur." They were chutzlars. They assumed El is always chaser. So they were fasting, assuming Yael was chaser. So nope, this Yael was Malay. Tomorrow's Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, Meheichanata. He asked him, where do you come from? Midamaharia. I come from a place called Maharia. So he says, Dimaharia, Dalad Mem, Haria. So he says, Dom Teach Risai. So what you did, Dom Teach Risai, Alzenema Kalim Hoyerate Feinu. He said, people are going to die. They're going to fast 2 days, and they're going to come to Day Sakon. That's what the Gemara says. Apparently it was maybe too late to eat that day, or maybe Erecha was not Nemun, Lekula, only Lechumra. But the Gemara brings another Maisa where he asked him, did you hear it from Bezdin? He said, no. He said, so you're not Nemun. But in this Gemara it says that. So the Kasha is that if it's Sakana, why are they fasting? Dam Teach Risai, so why are they fasting the second day Yom Kippur? It's not Sakana. So what's he telling him, Dom Teach Risai? So what's he telling him, Dom Teach Risai? Some people are going to do it, and they're going to underestimate their ability. All right. The Michas Yitzchak talks about this Gemara. He talks about whether by suffix sakana you're allowed to be mad.
As
In Japan, they fasted 2 days. The Gemara says if somebody says that he's not going to eat and drink for 3 days, it's a Shavua Shav. 2 days is not a Shavua Shav. So anyway, the Mechis Yitzchak is Mesupik. If a doctor says a Vade Sakana, what is a Vade Sakana? It means he's Vade going to die. So there's no Shaila. His Suffolk is, if you have a case of Suffolk Sakana, on the one hand, you could say if someone goes to the Trace Suffolk Sakana, it's a Vade Yisr. The fact that he lived doesn't make him mutter. It's also to go into a Suffolk Sakana. On the other hand, he brings from this Gemara, it's Mashma, that by Sveikis, you're allowed to go into Sveikis. Yom Kippur is Nayar Val Yavar. So this is the Mechis Yitzchak Suffolk. If they should make a bracha, he says the zikha should blow again. Whether they should make a new bracha, whether it's a tzadei wa yaitza, he's mesupik by suffix sakana, if someone does it, whether it's mutter or not. Right. So you're asking why it's not a mitzvah about avera, by shkita b'shabbos, and the mitzvah chinuch is the kasha. Right, we're saying if you blow shofar b'isser, it's a mitzvah b'aveira, you know, it's in a mitzvah, just like a lulav hagazel. What?
I was asking, but why is it here?
Okay, so I'm telling you the kasha the other way. The Mishnah says, Hashaychah b'shabbos, al pishon eschai v'naf, shechitasik sheira. So the Mechis Chinuch asks, why shechitasik sheira? In Mila, in mitzvah beis, I think the way I remember, he says, Taisa says, you always say mitzvah b'aveira, if the mitzvah contributed to the aveira, if there'd be no mitzvah, that it wouldn't be, the Maisa Mitzvah made an Aveira. In other words, if I'm making it Ois Mitzvah, you're fixing the Aveira. He says, by Shechita, even if there's no Shechita, Misakin who waits Leivim Menachai. It's still a Misakin because it's Ois Leivim Menachai. So making it into an Aveira doesn't help to, making it Ois Mitzvah doesn't help the Aveira. So he says, from the Marit, I think, that that you don't see mitzvah b'aveira in such a case. I don't know if I'm saying the whole thing correctly, but he goes with such a mahalach. What? I think shofar was aveira anyway. Avlo shofar sakana. So, oh, you mean so it doesn't change it? Oh, it doesn't change it. You're right.
What was
the aveira? So I don't know. Where? Well, he wasn't allowed to blow. He was not allowed to blow. The doctor told him sakana. The doctor told him. That doesn't make it mutter. He put his life in danger by blowing. Okay. So that's his question. If Suffolk Sakana is also. You know what? I'm confused. The Mechis Chinuch says about Kol Rachman Adam Lissavi Yavid Lai Mahani. But Kol Milsa Adam Rachman Lissavi Yavid Lai Mahani, he brings the Marit. That's only if the Lai Mahani is Misak in the Avera. Makes it a Savera. He doesn't say it about Misak Bab Avera. He says about Kol Milsa. Mitzvah b'aveira, I have to remember what he says. But okay. Okay, at any rate, I guess we'll come back to Yehar Gval Yavar Mitzvah next week. No one should have these shilas this week.